Mi nombre es Mónica Coello y yo también escucho Cut to the Chase with Gregory Proctor.
Hello, my name is Gregory Proctor. I'm the host of Cut to the Chase, and you are listening to Cut to the Chase, episode 25, The Journey. I've always been attracted to stories of transformation and learning how others manage overcoming circumstances, using it as opportunity for massive growth. These captivating tales are rarely surfaced. They are rooted in the real and oftentimes raw experience. So when I started my podcast, I knew I wanted to highlight the authentic backstories of my guests, empowering others to hear their accounts of redemption, change, triumph, to overcome their own challenges and thrive. I also wanted to share these stories through the lens of unity, understanding and harmonizing that moves us forward collectively, all within a digestible, easy value package of 30 minutes. All of our conversations are unscripted, unbridled, yet relaxed. I tap into the psyche, the hearts, and the minds of my guests to deliver stories and experience familiar to many, but yet rarely spoken and never before shared. My guests are invited to lose their pretense and cut to the chase. Cut to the Chase embodies open dialogue with friends, family, and professional colleagues, talking about reality and things that impact our ability to thrive. This is not your typical podcast, and that's why I think you will love not only this episode, but the other 24 episodes that we have produced out there in season one. So to begin this podcast, as most people have known, we were thinking about putting together kind of an initial segment of this podcast, and basically releasing the podcast in the context of basically trying to talk about how I really initiated, you know, Cut to the Chase. But before I get into that, I just really want to dive into a couple things that I think are very important. Some people that I would like to thank, because obviously we've had 24 episodes before we got to episode 25. So to those that have helped me endure my growth, my challenges, my perseverance, my failures, my successes, my hats go off to you. Kaylee, Nadine, Wayne, David, Frank, Linda N, Casey, Laura Ann, Grace, Lucretia, Christina, Linda T, Bernard, Jason, Lauren L, Terry V, Maria C, Kiona, Bailey, Madeline, Jennifer, Katrina. And of course, there are some other people that I'd like to thank as well. To my daughter, Victoria, who's kind of helped out with graphics. To Amy, who has helped write such a, you know, eloquent backstory. To my lovely wife, Monica, who I love dearly. And to my mom, extended family, and friends, I'd like to also thank you for believing in me and allowing for this vision of mine to become true. So I'm going to start this podcast out by saying, to accomplish great things, we must not act, but we must also dream, not only plan, but also believe. So for me, to the listening audience out there, this idea started sometime, let's just say February of this year. This is probably, pre-COVID. I had just gotten back from a government project, you know, for about 2 months being on the road, traveling. My wife was getting ready to come home from Peru, and we were going to kind of meet back in San Antonio at our primary place of residency. And so as I was sitting around thinking about what I was going to do next, since I was kind of in a lull, or better yet, in a tranche of not having much to do, I started listening to podcasts. And basically, I listened to a bunch of different podcasts. A lot of these podcasts, I won't mention any names, but certainly these were very intriguing, very enlightening, well-scripted, well-programmed and drawn out in the capacity of things that, you know, you would probably see in a blockbuster movie. And so I kept saying to myself, wow, you know, this is all great, but, you know, I want to go at this very raw, very authentic, without sponsors, without all of the back plane of, you know, all of the production necessary to be, you know, glitz and glam, as I call it. And so what I set out on my charter was basically to start learning about podcasting. You know, I've been listening to podcasts. I've been, you know, trying to figure out what would be the best extremities to be able to kind of feature a theme around a podcast that will allow for me to have freedom and latitude to talk about not only business, but also to talk about things that, you know, are impacting us worldly and things that people would find that would touch their heart. And so, you know, started writing down a bunch of stuff on the paper and basically, you know, kind of going through a bunch of ideas and came up with Cut to the Chase. It sound, you know, very unique and intriguing to me in such a manner that it would allow for me to basically have special guests on board and basically get right to the point, kind of get to the deliverable. What's the message that we're trying to achieve? And so for those that are listening, you know, these ideas begin to, let's just say, come to maturity by me sitting on the couch. And, you know, I've told a few people this story. I was rather bored. You know, I mean, I have so many things going on in my life between running a business and starting a new product line and basically, you know, spending time with my kids and my wife and my family. And I just needed something else to do. And a lot of people say, well, Greg, don't you have enough on your plate? Well, the answer is kind of no, because for those that really, truly know me, my mind constantly is always, it seems like it's always on overdrive. And I wanted to take this opportunity during the COVID period to be able to just jump into something new, something exciting that was going to provide me with an opportunity to be able to kind of find some fulfillment. You know, a lot of people say they go out there and they spew, you know, piss and vinegar. And for me, it was like, you know, I wanted to have, you know, that type of passion about something that allowed for me to be, you know, complete, to be whole. And so, as I was sitting on the couch, I said to myself, well, you know, let's start researching how much does it cost to be able to do a podcast and, you know, the graphics and all of the other production extremities that go into it. And so we went into Cut to the Chase with the idea of trying to establish a low budgetary means of being able to be successful in getting the podcast launched. And so as we looked at these multitude of different platforms, such as Anchor and Zcaster and a lot of these other different platforms out there, we basically realized that, you know, you could basically start a podcast on a very low budget, develop your graphics, develop the intent for your messaging and your storyline, and be able to kind of broadcast globally, not just here domestically, not just in your own state, but globally. And so once I realized that I could do that with my vast network of connections that I have on LinkedIn, some 27,000 followers, I realized that now I was on to something that was definitely going to provide me with the fulfillment and the desires of the end goals that I was looking for, simply based on the fact that now I could basically have special guests anywhere in the world, because I would be able to like link them in voice over IP, as well as be able to broadcast not only in our country, but in their country as well. And I found that to be somewhat of a very exciting and enjoyable means for me to kind of get this thing off the ground. getting this podcast off the ground, as most people very well know who are podcasters out there, it's not that easy. I mean, there's a lot of excitement, there's a lot of enjoyment and thrill about being able to move forward with something that provides you with, as I said, excitement, you know, enjoyment. But, you know, the scheduling, the planning, the logistics, the balancing time, you know, all of those things that sometimes we take for granted, you have to realize that they become a very important part of making a new venture successful. And so for me, I began to leverage all of my skills as a project controls manager, as a project controls specialist, as an advisor of project controls into structuring Cut to the Chase. I reached out to, like I said, you know, friends and family and professional colleagues looking at skill sets and other attributing factors that they would be able to offer in order to be able to help me make this podcast successful. Presently today, you know, we, as we look at our statistics, we have a huge following, 60% women and 40% men. And we're currently being viewed in, at least the last time I checked, probably 6 different countries worldwide. And that is commendable for a podcast that really just got off the ground. You know, like I said, you know, the idea, the inception of the idea was started in February. And, you know, I think by the time we recorded our first podcast, it was probably sometime in, you know, March, late March or early April. And for us to have completed 25 episodes, it's quite commendable for us to have achieved such a great insurmountable task that, you know, in the beginning I had, like I said, I had no idea of which direction or how or what, for what matter, was going to lead me in the direction that this podcast currently has. But there are several things that, as I begin to kind of continue to be unscripted, as you guys may have noticed, is that when I look up at a sign that I have above my desk, and it basically says, success is a ladder. It cannot be climbed with your hands in your pocket. And so every day I see that sign, and some days I look at it, and obviously, you know, you laugh. Other days you look at it when things are going well and you say, hey, I'm on point, I'm on target, things are running like a well-lubed machine. But somewhere in the middle, you have to find a fair way where you can play the game, you know. And sometimes playing the game is not, it's not easy, but you have to be able to persevere. You have to be able to know deep inside of you that this is what you want, and you aspire to achieve whatever it takes to get you there. So as you go back and you listen to the first 24 episodes, what you will find is there was a lot of synergy, not only between myself and my special guests, but also with regards to what you were able to listen to within the dialogue of each and every last one of the podcasts. And I'm going to take just a segment here, or should I say maybe a minute, to just kind of elaborate on that. You know, we're in the middle of a pandemic. We're in the middle of social uprising. And for those of you that maybe have or have not seen my picture, you know, I'm a minority. And so for me, it was all about trying to figure out ways to bring forth unity and togetherness as a part of being able to talk about things that impact our ability to thrive. Cut to the Chase is not based on anything more than just the sure fallacy of we're all cut from the same cloth. We all come from the same source of life. We're all created very much equally, at least when we're first born. And so I didn't want to put any type of negativity onto the podcast. I just wanted to really talk about facts. And those facts are basically how we can share stories of others that have gone through different situations in their lives, basically to bring forth awareness and kind of help provide insight to those that may need that information so that they may steer their lives in the right direction. And so with all of that being said, I'd like to say that I've been blessed to have the type of opportunity, not only from those that have participated and those that have supported me on this podcast. I feel the welcome. I feel the love to continue. We have just pretty much booked out season two. And for those of you that are avid followers and avid listeners and fans, we hope that you will also tune in to season two. We find that season two is going to be extremely exciting. We're going to push the envelope in a lot of different directions and hope that those not only bring forth ways for you to be able to look at life differently, but also be able to bring forth ways that you need to think with regards to how you can interact and collaborate with people. And pretty much like one of my good friends, Travis King, always talks about is basically bridging the community. You know, we have to find ways to kind of work together and kind of get out of our own way and put some of these things that have been holding us back in the past and lock those things up under lock and key and move forward in a direction where it provides benefit for all. And so I know this podcast, everybody was kind of waiting to see what I was going to talk about and things that I was going to kind of dive into. But, you know, the body of work in the first 24 episodes really represents a lot of the things that, you know, I feel passionate about. I mean, they were friends and colleagues and family members that, you know, I felt as if I was vulnerable. You know, I opened myself up. I opened up the window to a really understanding a little bit about Greg Proctor and really trying to, you know, dive into things that really matter. And so with that being said, I would like to say to everyone that has been listening and everyone that's been supporting us, thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. We are greatly, greatly appreciative of everything that you guys have provided to us, the love, the joy, the support, the likes, the comments, all those things have been great. Please get out and support us on Instagram as well as Facebook and, of course, LinkedIn. And as you all know, you know, we are on Anchor, we're on Apple Podcasts, we're on Spotify, we're on a multitude of different platforms for broadcasting. We hope that you will continue to enjoy the show. There's much love and much respect to everybody. Be safe. Take care. God bless. This is Gregory Proctor. This is episode 25, The Journey. And I'm glad that I was able to share just a little bit of what I've had to endure and what I've gone through to get this podcast off the ground. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye. Love you. Peace.